It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and I hope you're out in your backyard getting ready to do a little grilling or smoking or whatever it might be, because if you're not on the grill this weekend, you're missing one of the best weekends of the summer to do it. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, buddy. The theme for today's show is packing for the panic. No, I mean picnic.
Yeah. Right. I got picnics and panics coming out my ears right now. The catering season is in full swing, and we've got an opportunity to do a little bit of this, and still got some spots open, but they fill up quick, especially on the weekends, right?
People, isn't that funny?
People want you to feed them.
I'd love to have a Monday afternoon gig.
Right. Yeah. It's graduation season. I got a big one tomorrow. 150 people they want to eat or feed, and you know, planning for a graduation has to be a little bit challenging. I mean, people. I've got a buddy that said he had 8 of them last weekend that they had to go to.
Oh, it's torture.
His graduation parties.
It's expensive, even if your kid's not graduating.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
How much do you give a kid when he graduates?
I don't know. What, $50? I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, probably
unless
more if you
unless they're underprivileged, and then we give them 100.
Right, yeah, and
but still, if you got, I think this year we only had maybe 4 or 5, but that's still at least $300 or $400 out of the budget. That's if you're really smart, you'll budget it in May and June. But
right, yeah.
I'm not really smart.
Well, and that's the thing, and you know, we've got a parent here that how do you know how many people are going to come by? And she called, and you know,
You're serving and what you're known for.
Right. Well, it must be nothing because she hired it out, right? And she called me and said,
well, wait a minute. You just said she's budgeting for 150 people, so she must be known for putting on a good party.
Well, or her daughter played 3 sports in school and everybody knows her and she's super popular.
But
that's the part that
I guess it's a combination because I look back, we did 5 of them, right?
Right.
And I look back, and I think a lot of times people will, depending on where they're going, they'll do like a Texas curtsy. They'll just kind of slow down, hit the speed bump, and leave.
Well, sure.
You know? And
well, sometimes, if you got that many, sure.
And sometimes they'll like time them in such, because you also have the window. Well, this one's from 2 to 5. This one's from 1 to 3.
Sure.
This one's at a park, and it's in Detroit.
Yeah,
really happens.
Yeah,
and so that being said, the parents, the dads, if they're smart, are also thinking, which one of these cheap son of a guns is going to give me the ham and cheese sandwich, or the little stinking roll they bought at Safeway,
right,
or whatever, and which one of these is going to be, you know, mama's in the kitchen with all the ants and they're throwing down the kapusta and the kielbasa and all the
right.
Cuz.
So this one's a combination of both, because she's estimating 150 people, could be 100, could be 200, but that's a challenge for food. Right, so she drew the line at 150. If we got leftovers,
she's got backup.
Well, no, because it's all on me.
I bet you she's got backup.
Yeah, well, that's she called and added 50 for
at the last minute.
Yeah,
so now it's 200.
No, now it's 150.
Oh, okay.
And but anyway, so I don't.
Well,
know.
She must have leaked it out that the grilling guys were catering.
I don't know. Yeah,
party.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, that was the point I was getting to.
Yeah.
After. Over the years, because we would put on a big to-do, right? And I would barbecue the heck out of stuff, right?
Right.
And that's where my beans became known as Bitchin' Beans. It was one of those parties Maureen's girlfriend named them.
Yeah.
And sometimes people will say, oh, you know, let's go. When we go to, you know, so-and-so's, remember, Dad's, you know, does the barbecue and... Well, let's do that one last, because I'm not going to eat it the rest of them. I'm going to go put on the feed bag there.
Right.
So you can get hit by what we used to call seagulls and some of those other types that are, you just watch them hit the food pile. And sometimes it's like, Dang, dog.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's crazy when you're doing this, and I don't even know if our listeners are interested in this, but it always fascinates me is that you...
We don't care if you're listening.
Right, yeah, right. It always fascinates me that people will put a pile of food on their plate and have...
And not eat it all.
Every intention, but not eat it all. And 25-30% of your food is in the trash can.
That kills me.
I know it. And
kills
people do
me.
It. And especially when you get the football players hit your open house because it's one of their buddies or one of the girls.
But they don't leave much on the plate.
Well, I understand, but they'll kill a buffet.
Right. When your mom and dad are paying 15 to 20 bucks a plate.
Right.
And I'm doing one in 2 weeks, and the guy, he price wasn't really an issue. He's right. Got 150 people,
yeah.
Knows what he wants, and he wants the Ritz. He wants everything. And I'm just thinking, that's the party, if all you dads out there are smart, that's the party you're going to want to go to, because forget the ham and cheese sandwich.
Right.
You know, forget the macaroni salad party. You know, hit this one. Because this guy's got a big pole barn. He's throwing down everything. And you're gonna want to stay there.
Yep. So the other thing is that do you serve it to people or do you just let them serve themselves?
No, it's buffet.
Because when you go buffet, that's when you lose all the food in the trash.
But who's serving it?
What?
Catering company?
Now you're
hiring attendants.
Right.
And now you're adding $250 a person to the gig. So if you have one or two attendants, you'd only need one for the average party. But still, you're throwing another $250 on your bill.
Yep.
Most people don't want to do that.
Right.
They're already, you know, spending a ton of money on the rest of this party.
Yeah.
Because they had to raid Costco for booze.
Well, whatever. Yeah, if you have booze at your graduation party.
Am I wrong,
Conrad? Oh, I always laugh. What can I say?
Yeah.
Well, you do. You know, and what we used to do is we wouldn't bring the booze out until a certain hour. And I remember, I think it was Maggie's graduation. It was 5 o'clock and I was dying for a cocktail. I was like, okay, I'm setting the bar up. Maureen's like, okay, but be discreet. So it's under the deck, right? It's in the backyard. And I'm pulling out these big boxes of booze, and up walks our associate pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Vance Dimmick, just a prince of a man. And he looks at me and he looked just like Abe Lincoln, had the beard and everything, Pennsylvania Dutch guy. And he goes, well, hello, Bob. And he looks down, and I'm like, hey, Vance, just getting set up for the adults.
Yeah, it happened.
Anyway, too much memory lane. But
yeah.
You do have those other bills.
Right.
And you've got plus, you're the parent throwing the party. And if you're bothering to throw one, if your kid wants one. But if your kid's graduating, you've also got 10 other kids you have invitations from. You now have to respond in kind. 50 minimum.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So there's another five, you know, you bleed. This sounds like a wine fest, but.
Yeah, you know, I had one guy that I know called it the great cash swap.
Yeah.
It's like everybody brings my kid cash, and then we turn around and we give it back to everybody else's kids.
And the kids are the only ones that win.
Right.
Mom and dad get totally hosed on this deal.
it's a revenue neutral almost, because whatever you get in, you end up giving it back, a lot of it with the cost of the party.
Don't call me halfway through your first year and say, oh, there's no money in my food account.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You should have kept it.
Yeah.
Rice and beans, boys. Rice and beans.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, anyway, so it's congratulations to all the graduates, yeah. Right? Yeah.
You're close, folks. You're so close.
Right.
Just boot their butts out the door, okay? Be tough for once in your life.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've seen your toughness, Bob. They all rebound once, and we're dealing with one right now, but it's all good. You know what? It's just good to have them back, and you just, you know, go help them through life. We all got a leg up, and you got to give somebody a leg up too.
Well, that took a weird segue.
No, but it's good. It's good.
I'm talking about a college lunch account.
I understand. But that's it. So
it's mercy. You're just saying grace and mercy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for being Christ-like.
Right. So we do have graduation parties coming out our wazoo. I know most of our listeners do too.
We're at the wazoo,
and it should be but anyway, coming up next, we might talk a little bit of something about barbecue.
I doubt
but
it.
I know that Bob's selling pole barns, so that'll come up too. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe we won't.
We might just
I don't know.
Get a toddy.
Right? Yeah. You got us started. All right. We'll be right back.